might instruct us. You might open the eyes of our understanding. Lord, you might equip us as soldiers to fight. Lord, that you might give us a fresh impetus to push once more. Hallelujah. We might push through this battle that you have turned to the gates. We ask, O God, that you may give seed to the sower and bread. Very sweet, very fresh bread. Even that strength, even what you call hidden manna, that which will strengthen us to fight through, to press through. Blessed be your name. In the name of Jesus. We pray that the birds of prey will not have access to the seed that you give to us, O God. In the name of Jesus. We pray you might seal it. Seal it with understanding into our hands. For the children of the kingdom, you will give understanding. Whatever you might give us understanding. And with all, give us wisdom. Hallelujah. That the bride might be fully prepared and kitted for this marriage. Blessed be your name, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yeah. Brethren, I just hear God saying to us, come up hither. Say we should come up hither. And a line or a lifeline has been dropped for us. Amen. For us to just hold, and then he will now pull us up. Amen. Hallelujah. So, that's what God is saying to us in summary. Say we should come up. And then, ask, how can this be? Like Mary asked. Say, how can this be? When the angel Gabriel went to her. And then the Lord explained to her that with the power of the Most High, you shall be overshadowed. And when you marry this with the song that we sang, unless the Father draws. You will agree with me that in summary, that's what God is saying to us. But brethren, we must yield. We must respond. The angels brought Lot and his family out of Sodom. And he said, flee to the mountain. And then he now said, oh, how can I flee? I will die. Let me go to this place. This afternoon, God is saying that we should come up hither. And as we turn our hearts to Him, what we are going to ask Him to do for us, for you, for me, as an individual, is that He would work in us by His grace and grant us the enablement, the ability. It says grace is the influence of God upon our soul. Giving us the ability, the strength to be able to respond to Him, to be able to do His will. And He told us, He says, the Old Testament could not do what He wanted it to do. So He set up a new covenant. And He said, I will come and I will put my word in their hearts. I will make them do my will. I'll cause them to do my will. Brand, it's an encouragement. So God is saying, come. But look, I've let down a lifeline for you to hold on to. Just hold on to it. And I will pull you up. I will help you. Praise the name of the Lord. So I want us to, let's sing that song. That song we sang. I think that is, as we sing it, maybe we just open our hearts to God and respond to this word. To this voice that we've heard saying to us, come up hither. Hallelujah. I think this meal we have taken this afternoon is not something that we can finish, digest here. We need to take it home. We need to take it home. And chew the cord, chew it over and over again, because there is strength. There's so much strength. There's so much understanding for us, you know, to bring us up, to give us life, to bring us up, and to encourage our hearts. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay, please, can we sing that song? Let us stand. Let that be our response to God. And as we sing it, let us open our hearts to Him so that He will pour out His grace. You know, say, unless the Lord draws me. The Lord is drawing you now. He's drawing me now. You know, let us just give ourselves to Him. Let us come back from where we are going to. Let us come back from the influences all around us of the world on us. And let us give our hearts to Him. Let Him draw us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us bring the offering. Let us bring the offering to Him, the facts to Him. Let us just bring it in faith. You know, believing that His grace is able to draw us and to bring us to this place. Hallelujah. Unless the Father draws him, no man shall see His face. Can we just stand and then make this prayer?
Unless the Father's drawing, no man shall see His face. And when the Father's drawing, it's only by His grace. Oh Lord, I pray You draw me with every breath I take, and change my heart forever, that I may see Thee.
Brethren, this may be the only prayer we may pray. And if we open our hearts and pray it to God, I'm sure that the Spirit of God will come down and give us the assurance that God has heard us. And we may not need to pray any other prayer together. So let us sing this prayer to Him. Let it come from our hearts. Let it be an offering. As we do it, friend, let's yield ourselves to the Spirit of God that is working. Let's yield ourselves to the ministry of the blood that is in our midst. Hallelujah, to give us strength. Hallelujah, for our members to respond to this word. Let's sing it with faith. Hallelujah.
Unless the Father's drawn me, I shall not see His face. And when the Father's drawn me, it's only by His grace. Oh Lord, I pray You draw me with every breath I take, and change my heart.
God has let down his grace, he has let down a lifeline to draw us.
So, brethren, it is for us to hold on and to let him draw you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As our brother was just ministering, you know, I could feel, brethren, that the Lord loves us. He loves us. You know that scripture that talks about it says that we should, that scripture that talks about Paul's instruction that a man, we should love our men should love their wives, even as Christ loves the church. And it says what? And laid down his life for her, that he might present her without spot or wrinkle unto himself. And then it says, you know, whatever thing we are doing to do to your wife, you're doing it to yourself. And brethren, that means that, in fact, it just occurred to me, just that means that, you know, we are the body, we are members of Christ. Christ knows that we are his members. And if we are one with him, then all his intents towards us, all that he wishes himself, is what he wishes for us. I don't know whether I'm able to pass it across. That all his intention, God, the Lord cannot wish any evil to his body. The desires he has for us, brethren, is that we might come up, hallelujah, and be one with him. And we have fellowship with him, we sob with him. Brethren, that is the message of the hour. It's no longer, oh, be my servant. Oh, do this. He wants to be one with me. He wants my fellowship. He wants my attention. He wants to come in and sup with me. He wants a relationship, an intimate relationship between me and him. That is what God desires. Hallelujah. A broken and a contrite heart. He wants us to come up there. He's tired of staying down there and ministering to us. He wants us to come up, brethren, and be one with him. That is the crux of the matter. That is the message for the hour. That is God's desire. That is what he wishes for his people. Praise the name of the Lord. And when our brother was saying, talking about our, what offering? Is it the peace offering? The peace offering. So peace offering. That peace offering, you know, he was saying we should bring to him our energy, our whatever. I felt God saying we should also bring ourselves. You know, that self we protect. That's why that measure of dying to self. When we die to self, we are giving him ourselves. Hallelujah. Brethren, let us just respond to God. Let's turn our hearts to him this afternoon. Even if it's just for 2 minutes. Say something to God. Oh Lord, I pray you draw me. You say, I'm drawing you already. He has given you his grace. He's let down the lifeline. His scripture says he has given us all that we need for life and for godliness. We have no excuse, like we've been told. We have no excuse of going up, coming up, going up and being with him. He has removed every barrier, every weight. He is lending help to us, giving us all the help that he can give to us. The responsibility is mine, brethren, to come up. To come up. That we might take pleasure. Take pleasure in coming to him in fellowship. We might take pleasure in his word. We might take pleasure in coming to him in prayer. We might take pleasure in turning our hearts to him. We might take pleasure in responding to his love. who might desire it. Oh Lord, we pray you, draw us with every breath that we take and change our hearts. Lord, we know you're changing our hearts. Change our hearts the more. Touch our hearts the more. Forever, that we may see your face, that we may hear your voice, that we may feel, Lord, your heartbeat, we might feel your embrace. Oh God, this is our desire, that we might taste you and see and perceive and be persuaded, truly be persuaded that Lord, the Lord is good. Oh God, this is our prayer, that we might not continue to live, oh God, in the realm of presumption of faith, that Lord, we might receive grace even tonight, today, this afternoon, Lord, to come into the realm of reality, Lord, of your presence, the reality of your relationship with us, the reality of your love, Lord, the reality of your grace, the reality of the help that you've sent to us. That is what we're asking of you this afternoon. The reality, Lord, of the ministry of your blood upon our souls. The reality of our souls being redeemed, being delivered, oh God. The reality of your strength working in us. Dear Lord, this is what we're asking of you this afternoon. The reality of your touch. Hallelujah. This is our prayer. Lord, brood over us. Lord, brood, when you created the earth, you says your spirit was brooding over the dark places. Oh God, and your word came. This word has come to us, oh God. Lord, let there be life. Let there be strength. Let there be grace. Let there be redemption. Let there be consecration. Oh God, let there be sanctification, oh God Almighty, within our members. Lord, let this your temple be cleansed, oh God Almighty. Dear Lord, this is our prayer this afternoon. Touch us. Touch us. Touch our lives. That we might not be the same today. Lord, give grace to us. Lord, those of us that need grace to respond, send your grace to us to respond. Lord, those of us that need to repent, send grace to us to repent. Lord, give us that gift. It's a gift from you. It's a gift, a gift of grace from you. Give us the gift of grace from you, Lord, to return, to turn back. Oh God, those of us, Lord, that needs our eyes to be enlightened with the revelation of this word. Lord, grant us a revelation knowledge. Enlighten the eyes of understanding. Lord God Almighty, come to each and every one of us in a very special way. Lord, give us grace, Lord. Those of us that have heard you knocking at the door of our hearts, grant us the grace to open the door to you, Lord. This is our prayer. This is our prayer. Let your blood speak on our behalf today. Let your blood minister to us today. Let us be lifted up, O God. Let there be a revival within our souls. A revival, Lord, within our souls, O God. A lifting up, dear Lord, within our souls, that life, Lord, from your presence might come in, O God. Hallelujah. A catching up of our souls, Lord, from the beastly souls, Lord, to the living soul and to the spiritual soul. Let there be a catching up, dear Lord, God, with this voice that you've heard this afternoon, calling us to come up hither.
Father, this is our prayer. This is our prayer. This is our prayer. Only by grace can we enter. Only by grace can we stand. Not by a human endeavor, but by the blood of the Lamb. Into your presence you called me. You called me to come. Into your presence you draw. And by your grace we stand. Now by your grace we stand.
Not by a human endeavor, but by the blood of the Lamb. Into your presence, Lord, for you called us to come. Into your presence, you draw.
Let's personalize it.
Only by grace I can enter. Only by grace can I stand. And not by my human endeavor. Lord, you call me to come. Into your presence you draw me. Now by your grace I stand. Now by your grace I stand.
Into your presence.
Oh, into your presence you call me. You call me to come. Into your presence you draw me. What by your grace I stand. What by your grace I stand. Now by your grace I stand.
Friend, let us do something as individuals to God. Just make a promise to God. You know, bring an offering, peace offering to Him. Hallelujah. Bring a peace offering to Him. Hallelujah. The weights. You know, there are weights that we brought upon ourselves, that we've accumulated, that is making us find it difficult even to climb that lifeline. You know, that line, that grace that God has laid down for us. You know, those things that make it difficult for us to rise. Let's lay them down for Him. Let's lay them down for Him. As Abraham was speaking, it became, in fact, when I say this consecration, it somehow I got a little light. You know, consecration, you know, it's like it's something big, you know. But the little light I had is that there are those things that God wants us to lay down for Him. You know, particularly the self-life. That is what God is asking for. That is the consecration, from my own little understanding. You know, my rights. You know, my self. That which is my right. That which I own, that which belongs to me. So these are the things that God wants us, brethren, to lay down. You know, our minds. We have to take a decision that is concerned. We give it back to God. You know, like Paul will say that we should always say, one day, say, if God permits, if God allows. Brethren, God is calling us to that place of consecration. We cannot rise up. I cannot rise up if I don't consecrate my life. That is a weight. That weight of self holds me down from being able to rise up, to being able to climb to that mountain. God is gathering His people. You know, His church, the mountain of the Lord. Hallelujah. We used to sing a song that says, you say, come, let us go up onto the mountain only, for He will teach us of His ways. Brethren, we will know His ways. He will teach us of His ways. Hallelujah. Let's make a commitment to God this afternoon. Let us say something to Him. Let us say, maybe you can say, God, if you draw me, we say, please draw me. Lord, you are drawing me. I will respond to you. I will not frustrate your grace. Let's tell God we will not frustrate His grace. You know, the Bible talks about frustrating the grace of God in one's life. You know, why we are not growing is not because God is not able. It's not because the Word has said that even as we have borne the image of the earth, we shall bear the image of the heavenly. It's not because God's grace is not able. It's because I frustrate His grace. Let us make a promise to God this morning. God, I will not frustrate your grace. God, I will yield to you. As you draw me, I will run with you. And if we do that from the depth of our hearts, I do it from the depth of my heart with all the sincerity, I'm sure, I know God will answer us, because that is His will. Father, draw us today as you draw us by your grace, as you're drawing us by your grace. Lord, we make a promise today that we will not frustrate your grace. We will run with you. We will run with you. We will run with you. This is our prayer this afternoon, dear Lord. In response, O God, to your words to us. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. What's Briago? Okay. Bro, Puss, can you come?
Amen. Let us pray. We're going to break bread. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you that at this moment,